Most of Oregon's 380 separate tax breaks go to individuals. A lot of them are there because the state's tax code mirrors the federal government's. So, generally speaking, when Congress hands out a tax break, so does Oregon. It's a concept known as federal conformity. Lawmakers like Democratic Representative Chuck Riley of Hillsborough say it's time to stop playing follow the leader.
Federal conformity simply means that we believe Congress knows better than we do. And I don't believe that that's necessarily the case for Oregon.
Riley has proposed ending the Oregon portion of several tax loopholes, but closing them can be a political landmine. Washington Governor Chris Gregoire found that out after her 2004 campaign. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins picks up the story from there.
Well, Chris, here in Washington, there are nearly 600 tax loopholes, or preferences as they're officially called. Back in 2004, then-candidate Chris Gregoire talked often about closing loopholes, especially one for gold bullion.
Let's have a fair, hard-nosed assessment about those. Let's make sure they ought to stay or go. Let's have some reform there. That's realistic.
But as it turned out, once in office, that wasn't realistic. How many tax loopholes did she close during her first term? Zero, as she admitted to me in an interview on TVW, Washington C-SPAN.
There were those 4 years ago who said you really ought to go after this and so on. We put up a group to do it, and back they came with, you know, every reason for whatever it was put in place.
Even
in the first place.
Bullion.
No one had an interest in doing anything.
Chris, is that the general feeling in Oregon too?
Pretty much. In fact, the leading proposals here don't actually outright end any tax breaks. They'd simply give each one a sunset clause, requiring it to come up for review every few years. That's an idea supported by Chuck Sheketoff of the Oregon Center for Public Policy.
At a minimum, when the sunset came up for renewal, the legislature would be re-educated on why we have that tax break, which I think is helpful.
But others in the Capitol disagree. Jim Craven is a lobbyist for dozens of high-tech companies. He warned a panel of lawmakers against taking on more than they can chew.
I think you're asking for an enormous job and a task that may preclude you from doing anything else during session in this room.
In Washington, they are reviewing each tax break. But that's going to take a lot longer than one legislative session, right, Austin?
That's right, Chris. A couple of years back, the Washington legislature created something called the Citizen Commission for Performance Measurement of Tax Preferences. That's government speak for figuring out which exemptions are working and which ones are not. But get this, because there are so many exemptions on the books, the review is scheduled to take 10 years. Democratic State Representative Ross Hunter chairs the House Finance Committee. He says tax loopholes get a bad rap. Take, for example, Washington's sales tax exemption for food.
We don't want to put a tax on food because it's bad for poor people. Everything is a loophole. That's how the tax code works, is you impose a broad tax, and then you try and do specific exemptions so that you don't have bad effects from that.
Hunter also notes that in Washington state, it's even harder today to undo tax exemptions. That's because of a 2007 voter-approved initiative. Now it requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature or a vote of the people to raise taxes, and closing loopholes counts as a tax hike. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
And I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.